Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
All right, one of the things that frequently comes up on the show when we talk with Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau and we share all our stories about scams that are going around or robocalls and things like that is why can't they shut these people down, the people who are doing this? And the answer sometimes is that these calls often originate in other countries. But what do you do then? There might be a way around this. And the Indiana Attorney General, Todd Rakita, is joining us. You've got something here, Todd, and I'm excited to learn more about it because I can tell you firsthand, and certainly when we have these conversations with Steve Burness at the BBB, a lot of people just get consumed and annoyed, and it's pretty harassing. And even more than that, they can end up in scams and taking your money, too. So important thing. Thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, you bet, Anna. Great to be back with you. And you're right. I mean, there's so many things these days to raise our blood pressure, if not outright take our money. And the last thing we need are people calling from India and Singapore and the Philippines and whatnot to add to it. So, we have a lawsuit going on. It's one of the first of its kind in the country. So, you know, we'll go where the facts lead us and what the court ends up deciding. But a major step forward because we're actually now working with some of the good apples of the industry in a consortium called U.S. Telecom and using better technology to go after, actually finding not only where the calls are originating from, because, look, it's going to be hard to really attach somebody, you know, in these foreign countries, but figuring out who in the U.S. is aiding and abetting them. And, you know, so we filed last week and it'll be a long road, but these people with their U.S. counterparts actually put over 5 million, we're actually still counting, 5 million calls into Indiana alone, hundreds of millions of calls into other jurisdictions around the country. And we found that the gateway for all these calls coming in and being spread out was a trailer, you know, in a trailer park in Evansville, Indiana. So
that's what they were running these calls through, the robocalls?
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the difference is before, like any other court case or any other investigation, we rely on subpoenas and other discovery tools. And that could, you know, but depending on how many hops the calls have made, right? But from coming in from overseas through the gateway to a router to the actual consumer, depending on how many hops these calls have made, it could take, you know, over a year to get any kind of answer back from the subpoena process. So, but now with the help of a federal law that recently was put in at the end of 2019, right before the pandemic, we're able to get the information, the evidence, a lot quicker and have it admissible. So we're hoping that this is a game changer.
Yeah, I think everyone would hope that finally you can go after these, even though often they do originate in other countries and everyone feels so powerless about, oh my gosh, why can't I stop it? Well, the IRS call so many of us get. I mean, I could go on and on and on. Right?
That's actually that one of them that we found here. Look, the IRS or the Social Security Administration usually don't call you, right? We can hardly ever get them on the phone when we as taxpayers call them. So the idea that they're going to call you and then ask for payment vis-a-vis a gift card or Bitcoin, highly unlikely, but people still get sucked in by these things. And, you know, so we found the trailer in Evansville. One of the persons that was running it has already received the civil complaint, so we know she signed for it. Wanda Hall is her name. But then there are at least two California companies that took the calls from that trailer. So one from overseas into Evansville, then out to California to at least two companies that then were paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to route the calls to people like us. You know, you, my wife and I, everyone else. And we've added them into the lawsuit as well. So, and these are not fly-by-night companies. These are companies that do legitimate business, too. And we informed them, you know, as the investigation was going on, hey, we think, you know, this is what's happening here. Look into it. You ought to stop it. Well, they ignored that and took the checks anyway as payment from the gateway, and so now they're named as well.
So they are considered the enablers or the aiders and abettors in this whole scheme, because you say that the suit I know named Startel Communications, as you point out, based in a trailer in Evansville, mm-hmm. but they're routing these mm-hmm. calls from overseas, and then you've got the telecom companies that take money mm-hmm. to route the robocalls. So you told them that these were robocalls they're routing, and there was no response, no concern about that?
Yeah, I mean, we said, look, we have the evidence, and it's certainly highly likely, you know, that these are, you know, it's still your call, but these are highly likely these are bad calls, and they ignored that. So it's a problem, and now they're going to have a problem.
Well, you hope so, and I think a lot of people would be happy if you could get to the bottom of some of these things, these scam robocalls we get so often, and get some of the people behind them, because I can see now, even more so than I did before, how difficult that can be if they're bouncing all over the globe to go after the real people responsible. That's
right,
quite a task.
Right. Yeah, well, now this U.S. telecom consortium is hopefully a game changer. It certainly was in this case so far for us in Indiana. And, you know, again, all attorneys general or whoever's responsible in your state for the do not call list and otherwise law enforcement against these kinds of civil problems. All right. These are not crimes. Mm-hmm. There may be crimes if there was actually theft involved or someone was a victim of an actual scam. But the actual annoyance of receiving the robocall is not a crime necessarily. It's a civil complaint that carries, in this case, you know, it could be billions, because in Indiana you get fined for every robocall you make. So they mm-hmm. made, again, way over $5 million now. So we have enough fines to go after and put them out of, put at least some of them hopefully out of business.
Todd, the wheels of justice can move slowly, but it sounds like they're firmly moving in the right direction. And please keep us posted on what you find, what happens here.
Yeah, I know you got to go, Anna. So real quick, remember, don't get, if it sounds too fishy, gift cards and Bitcoin and all that, it's probably a scam. But also complain to your attorney general or whoever is in charge of that in your state. This is in Indiana. It would be us. Yeah, because we can help other states, right? We might not be able to get you immediately, but it helps the overall effort. So keep the complaints coming.
Thank you, Todd.